You have introduced bipartisan legislation this week with your colleague, Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, that would reform the congressional budget process. Can you tell us a little more about what you intend to do?
Well, I think the one thing that everybody that's watched this process agrees on is the current process isn't working. And I think what Senator Whitehouse and I are proposing to do, just remove some of the obstacles, go to a two-year budget instead of a one-year budget. And then with the exception of emergencies and other things that arise, that becomes the budget for the 2 years to have an annual effort to look at the fiscal status of the country. We frankly removed the president from some of this process. Presidential budgets really, I don't remember when they mattered very much. They never get very many positive votes and seldom become the blueprint that the Budget Act hoped they would be. So instead, we'd like the president to tell the Congress, who appropriates the money, at an early time in the new fiscal year, exactly how much money was spent last year and in what categories was it spent. And in the Senate side, the opportunity for a new mechanism that would allow an option of a more bipartisan budget, all would be significant improvements to a system that currently isn't working, and the American people and the American taxpayer deserves for that system to work.
President Trump did run on the issue of border security and specifically promised a wall, but he also campaigned with the promise of bringing down the national debt, and the country's debt has continued to grow since he took office. Do you think that that needs to be part of the discussion here?
Well, I think we do need to be concerned about the debt. I'm not at all sure that the president had much to say about the debt when he ran for office. I do know that he said that the Medicare programs and the Social Security programs, which are the fastest growing programs at the federal level, shouldn't be affected in any way. But we clearly need to be concerned about the economic stability of the government, and debt and deficit are an important part of that. And one thing we're proposing in this bill that Senator Whitehouse and I are proposing is that we'd have a very public, either annual or every other year, focus on the economic and fiscal status of the country. We think this needs to be more widely understood and more publicly debated, and this bill would ensure that.
As you know, here in Missouri, state lawmakers are required to pass a balanced budget every year. That's not the case at the federal level. Is there any talk of that ever happening on the federal level, and would you support that?
Well, I have supported that, and not too many years ago, we got within one vote in the Senate of having a balanced budget amendment offered that the House had already approved. An incredible disappointment that that didn't happen. The last decade would have been much different if we could have gotten that done. I do support it. I continue to look for ways to achieve that, and would like to see both the government right-sized for the economy and the government have to have a plan that gets us to a balanced budget and keeps us there.
Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri joining us by phone. Thank you very much.
Hey, great to talk to you. Hope to see you soon.